Hello, hi, attention everyone.
This is going to be a great show.
And it's the choice of a new generation.
Welcome in to Run With It. Your home for all things sports. Headlines, stories, and scoops. Get in now. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. And now, here's your hosts of Run With It, General Patton Cook and Ray Dusky.
This is Run With It on Nashville Sports Radio, live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Ray Dosky, Devlin McKenzie, Patton Cook here with you on another Sunday. College football, NFL, a whole lot to get down, as well as giving you some advice on your fantasy football lineups. I'm 2-0 in most leagues. I believe in our listener league, Ray. I'm 1-1, not terrible, so I just wanted to give the people some context. But Ray, how are we doing on a Sunday?
Speaking of fantasy football, I'm doing terribly. Like, I'm doing so bad. I don't know why. I just feel like this year is just not my year.
In our listeners league, you do have not an excuse, but there's some context behind it.
Yeah, my son drafted my team in our league, and he nearly picked a W from you. Almost picked up one against Devlin the following week, with Devlin beating by, I think, like 2 points. Like, I just don't know what it is. I'm like, son, you're getting these guys on their off weeks. Continue on. Because in my other leagues, I'm playing guys in other teams. They're having their best weeks, and yeah. I have, like, one of the top high scores, but I'm 0-2. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what I need to do.
Yeah, you're facing Mike Williams. You're facing Stephon Diggs. Just career-type days. And yeah. There's not a whole lot you can do when that happens.
By the way, I have to give a shout-out to Devlin. How are you doing today, buddy? Because apparently when we do our, like, high school football show on Fridays, that we have to, like, you know, acknowledge our producer over there. So, you know, I got to give him some love. What's up, Devlin? Hey,
thanks, guys. I also want to mention, by the way, when I did win by those 2 points last week, Ryan Tannehill got me less than one. So if I had, like, a fairly competent quarterback, I might have been able to get some more points on the board.
You know, I just don't get it. Like, I mean, he's supposed to have, like, 21 fantasy points today. I'm like, where? There's two issues I have. I'm going to save the Titans talk for later.
Titans aren't going to get 21 points, much less.
You never know. This is the Raiders we're talking about. They're coming into town.
This is true.
You're going to be going to the game today.
I will be sprinting out of the
studio.
That
might change the favors there. Maybe you might bring a win to the Titans.
You know what? I've already kind of decided if the Titans are winning by the time I get to the stadium, do I go in? Do I even bother to go in? Because, I mean, week one was terrible for me. Week two, granted, I wasn't in Buffalo, but, I mean, there's a lot of juju going around this Titans offense, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But if you want to give us a call, talk Titans, NFL, fantasy football, college football, something we're getting ready to discuss, do it up on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600.
Give us a ring. Yeah.
Exactly. Give us a ring. Any and all questions are welcome here on this show. College football yesterday, Ray, was absolute mayhem throughout wherever you looked. SEC, ACC, Big Ten, there were some big-time scores in there. I don't know where you want to start. I want to start first with this Clemson-Wake Forest game. That was a game that started at 11 a.m. It started at 11 a.m., and it lived up to the hype. All the talk about how Wake Forest, have they caught Clemson just yet? When it went all the way down to double OT, 51-45 was the final score in that one. Sam Hartman, the Wake Forest QB, had the most touchdown passes ever by a Wake Forest player, and DJ Uiagalelei with Clemson probably had his best day in a Clemson uniform, 370 yards and 5 touchdowns. How big of a win was this for Clemson? Because all the talk and how sexy of a pick Wake Forest was going to be all week long, but in the end, Clemson did enough in overtime to end up pulling that one out, and just an awesome game to watch early in the afternoon yesterday.
The win was huge because we were just talking about this off air about, like, when it comes to the top three teams, there's a big drop off from like 4 and on. Michigan, you can put flutter there. Texas A&M was out there. Now I don't know how they dropped to 20th. And of course, they beat Arkansas last night. Mm-hmm. In order for them to stay in that ranks, and probably that college football like playoffs, this is a big one because I think they're ranked fifth right now overall. Yep. So, I mean, it was a huge win against Wake Forest. I thought that Miami Hurricanes team would probably be able to do something this year in the ACC, and no. They're like, you know what? We're not back yet. And so that was kind of frustrating to see them lose to my alma mater, MTSU, which is a good football program. Yes. I'm not going to lie. It is. But, and you gave me a crazy stat that I was just like, I don't know how. That MTSU is 3-0 against my
Middle Miami Tennessee Hurricane. State University, 3-0 against the mighty, the U.
Yeah. So it was a big win for them, much needed. I mean, it's college football.
Yeah.
You're going to have games like that, especially when it comes to, you know, rivals. I mean, I would say that maybe Wake Forest might be one of the big Clemson rivals right now. I mean, it was Florida State for a little bit, but
they're the most formidable ACC opponent at the moment. Right. I know Florida State right now is perfect after their week one win against Florida State and then beating Louisville and then yesterday beating New Mexico. But I'd say what we saw from Wake Forest, it's good to have a program like that who traditionally isn't up there at the top powers. Yesterday was a great scene on the Wake Forest campus. They set a stat previously when that game was played there 2 years ago. I think they had about 5,000 or 6,000 people there for the Clemson game. So that just kind of goes to show how quickly Dave Clawson, a really respected head coach in college football, he's built himself up a really good program. Sam Hartman's going to be an NFL quarterback. At what level we'll see starting or backup, we shall see. But really good game yesterday. Enjoyed that one.
Shootout.
Exactly.
It was.
You mentioned an upset in Miami and MTSU.
I did.
give credit to Coach Stockstill. That has been a program offensively that's always kind of been up there. They've gone with a little more tempo this year. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it was. I don't know if you have insight on it or not. But Miami, they just could never get a hold of what MTSU wanted to do yesterday. They had a receiver go for 2 catches for 170 yards, including a 99-yard touchdown reception of his own. What a weird game, and another letdown from Miami after dropping one to a Texas A&M last week.
I mean, they had a lot of hopes with going on with Miami this year with the new additions through, you know, players going through the transfer portal and stuff like that. I thought for sure that, I mean, they came ranked pretty, what? They were, what, 11th, 12th?
Yeah, they were up there before the A&M game.
Before the A&M game, and I thought for sure that they'll be able to get a win here, get back on the right track. Now, MTSU is like, you know what? We've got something to say about it. And it wasn't like just a blowout or a shootout. It was a blowout. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was like, what, 31-10? And like in the fourth quarter, I'm like, oh, man, what is this Miami team doing? I just can't figure out. But look, you're talking about a first-year head coach just trying to get his pieces together. It takes about, what, 3 years for a college football coach to kind of get the players he wants? I'm giving it that time. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to ride this thing out and see what happens. Kudos to my Middle Tennessee State. Good for them. I'm happy for them. My alma mater. It just tastes like vinegar when I say that.
Right.
MTSU coming out of my mouth. It's just so bad. But you can't take anything back from that Middle Tennessee State time. It wasn't close. Even though you saw that 14-point win, it wasn't even close during the entire game. They beat an AP ranked team for the first time in program history.
Yeah, that's big time.
And
this all comes for MTSU after a struggled week one. They played James Madison, who then again beat a really good Appalachian State team yesterday. Right. Their first year in FBS play, right now they're doing great stuff. But for MTSU, they got blown out by James Madison. They come back, have some really good performances in back-to-back weeks, so good for them. Tennessee, Florida, that was the game probably hyped up all week long, and it lived up to that. Tennessee fans probably a little scared towards the end there. They nearly gave it away with a late touchdown by Anthony Richardson. They end up recovering the onside kick, and the heave into the end zone ended up getting picked off, but Tennessee survives. Florida, they got a great shot to be in the top 10 after some losses in the top 10 by teams like Oklahoma and teams like that. A big win at home for Tennessee, and it really stacks up well for them. They got a couple more games until they got to play Georgia and Alabama, but those games are looking a lot bigger now than what they were at the start of the season.
I mean, you look at Heron and Hooker. Yeah. Total for 461 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, that's crazy. And let's not forget the fact that Florida scored. And it's always this thing between Florida and Tennessee. Every year, it's always something dramatic. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how bad of a year Florida has, how off a year they're going to be. When it comes to them in UT, there's always something dramatic. Like that one receiving catch where that guy did like 4-3, like 180s on a team. Like, I'm like, always. And then what do they get? They get an onside kick with 16 seconds left. And you're thinking, oh, boy, here we go again. And eventually, you know, Tennessee was able to hold on for the lead. Then win 38-33 against Florida. And we all know that up in Knoxville, you know, Volunteer fans were actually partying to last night.
Yeah, they needed that.
That was their bowl game.
Right. It was literally the biggest spread in the matchup's history for Tennessee being favored. That line was 10. Of course, they didn't cover, but teams will not matter at all. Hendon Hooker over 100 yards on the ground again. Anthony Richardson, nice bounce-back game for him, but 10th, I don't know. You can look at it for Anthony Richardson. Did he have a bounce-back game? To me, I'm looking at this Tennessee offense. It is abysmal right now, and they are struggling to stop really any team they're playing. Now, we saw them against Pittsburgh. They couldn't stop much there either. Granted, you got to give them credit. That offense is kind of making up for it on the other end, but you look at it, you got teams in Georgia who really last year wasn't the offensive powerhouse that it is right now. Give Stetson Bennett a lot of credit. We won't talk much about their game against Kent State because it is Kent State.
Yeah.
But they got Brock Bowers, the best tight end in football right now, mm-hmm. who's taken end rounds for 55-yard touchdown scores. Titans would love to have that guy in week one. Nonetheless,
Titans would love to have anybody right now.
Exactly. But give credit to Tennessee. They're going to go into the top 10 after this win against Florida. Really exciting game. One final one.
By the way, they ended a five-game losing streak against
indeed,
Florida.
Indeed. Ended a five-game losing streak. They win that one at home. Want to get our producer in on this last game. Ohio State, Wisconsin, a 31-point blowout for the lads, the Buckeyes.
I thought the devil was going to play some like, you know, Ohio State, like,
you know,
you know,
I was,
you know, like, you know, marching music as he starts to come up with his little
segment. I was queuing it up for him if he wanted it. He's being respectful this morning, which we do appreciate. Devil, now I wanted to get your opinion on how the Buckeyes looked yesterday. It looks like they are far and above the best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I think this kind of falls into what we were saying earlier. There are three teams in college football. Ohio State is one of them.
Yeah.
This is just, I mean, this was a game on just two different levels of teams here. Good for Wisconsin putting up 21. You know, you tried. You did your best. But this is the Buckeyes. This is one of the I mean, this is the best team in the Big Ten by far. They'll compete with Michigan, of course. That game is always competitive no matter what that ranking is. That's always going to be a
great
game.
Where's that game this year at?
It's going to be in Columbus.
All right.
You'll catch me in there, actually.
No, Devin's going to be in here. Oh, wow, boy. Man. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys this. I love and want to see Ohio State. You look at the top three, and they're interchangeable. Mm-hmm. How I ranked them coming into the season, I had Georgia 1, I had actually Ohio State 2, and I had Alabama 3. And we all know Alabama, last night we talked about, they put a slobber knock on Vanderbilt. But this is Vanderbilt we're talking
they're
about.
They're still scoring on Vanderbilt.
Yeah, like they're still scoring, I think, even right now at like noon on a Sunday. How would you guys rank those top three right now?
I mean, no matter what we said, it'd be the right answer.
Yeah, I think Georgia right now is that team. I think they've solidified themselves enough because they've looked granted, not against Kent State. They gave up probably more points than they wanted to. But every time they play, the offense looks the way it does. And the defense somehow has gotten better, even though damn near 8 of their 11, I believe, got drafted in the first round, which is just outstanding to think about. I think Georgia's won. I think it's interchangeable between Alabama and Ohio State. Ohio State hasn't probably had the dominant start of the season that they would have wanted. Then the game against Notre Dame, they probably would have wanted to perform against a little bit better, especially since with what we've seen from Notre Dame since then. But I think 2 or 3 is pretty interchangeable, and I totally agree with Devlin.
There's no wrong answer.
Between 3
right?
and 4 is a cliff the size of Mount Everest, and I just don't see that kind of 4 team being able to compete. Then again, I thought the same last year until Michigan did what it did in the late stages.
Do you have a 4th team?
You see, I mean, you could say Clemson, you could say Michigan. Who else could you say here? I mean,
Utah was starting to sprinkle. I mean, they had a big win last night, but I mean, Utah preseason rankings—they were 4th coming into into the college season this year.
But I really don't think it really. I mean, Michigan—you could have put it 4 before this game against Maryland. We talked about it off air. I had Maryland covering their spread of 19 points just because Michigan's strength of schedule was so bad.
Yeah,
it's one of the worst in the FBS.
Right.
I mean, if you're not going to compete with the the good teams in week one, I mean, like Ohio State against Notre Dame, even though that was a very sloppy game for Ohio State, I don't think Michigan is even close to the top three. That's why having a 4th team, I don't know. It just doesn't even feel
well. Even for the mass, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But like you're talking about like the last few years, it doesn't matter who comes at 4th. I mean, when they come into the college playoffs, they don't last long.
Yeah.
When they go into that first game against the number 1 seed, they get blown out.
And last
whether it be
year,
a Notre Dame or like it doesn't matter who it is.
3 and 4 both got pretty manhandled.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So, it was Georgia and Alabama's year. Yesterday coming into it, Oklahoma was 6, USC 7, Kentucky 8. I mean, I think it's 4th and 5th is pretty even, but I think after that we saw what Oklahoma was yesterday. USC had a dogfight with Oregon State. Kentucky didn't perform very well against Northern Illinois, a team beaten by Vanderbilt.
So and you got Texas. Who's not back?
Texas in there.
Texas is not back.
So that is our college football takes. Stay tuned next week as we'll see what team kind of doesn't perform up to their standards. We shall see. Before we send it to a break, I want to talk a little bit about the NFL, and we'll have probably we'll do our pick'ems a little bit later on. We'll go through all the games. We promise people listening we will actually do the picks this week for sure. We'll do that coming out of the next segment. But Ray, while we got the time, let's talk about this Raiders-Titans. We'll begin to talk about the Raiders-Titans. Raiders come into this one with a 2-point favorite via Vegas, 45.5 the line. A lot of injuries for the Titans at the moment. It looks like no Kyle Phillips this week. Taylor Wan is out for the year. Bud Dupree likely not going to be there for the Titans. Pass rush is going to be an issue today. Then again, the Raiders, we looked at it, they're 0-2, 0-1 the division, same as the Titans. How do you see this game stacking
Everything's
up?
Going to be an issue today. Think about it. I mean, when you look across the board, who's on the opposite side of that defensive line that's going against the Titans today?
Max Crosby.
No, what's the other guy?
Chandler Jones.
What did he do last year against us?
Well, thankfully, Taylor Wan isn't there.
I know. That makes even, yes, even worse. Not who it's there. But hey, we've got what, Michael Roos is being elevated from the practice
yes.
spot. Hey, we going to have a Josh Gordon signing today? Are we having a Josh Gordon signing today?
We'll have a Jeff Swaim signing.
There's a lot of question marks with this team. I talked to on my podcast with Bernard, in my opinion, last week. And no matter how stacked the Raiders are, he's just not a believer in this team. He's not a believer in Mike and Josh McDaniels. I tried to go tit for tat for him, but it didn't work that well because of the fact that he, you know, in terms of his like NFL knowledge, just housed Trump's mind hands down. But when you talk about this team as well, it's going to be also coaching. You know, I don't know. After this week, I feel like there's going to be heads are going to be turning. There's going to be rumors about, you know, time to let go of certain coordinators. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just throwing that out there because offensively we've not been able to do anything.
Yep.
I say we as if I'm part of the team, but I'm just saying like as a, you know, as
someone covering the team.
The Titans. Yeah, you definitely have to. Derrick Henry, he's still trying to get himself acclimated, but I think that all the injuries on the offensive line, a lot of question marks, a lot of youth that's there as well. It just seems like this team, as they're trying to get to gel on the offensive line, they take a hit with Taylor Lewan being out. Now that's going to be a huge hit on them. I don't know what to expect. And you got Max Crosby and you've got those guys on the opposite side coming in. I don't know what you're going to do. The one player I want them to get focused on more is Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks has actually been fairly good.
Yeah, look good.
Why are they not going to him more?
Well, he's not on the field a ton, which is interesting.
I think he's close to a blowout game.
Indeed. He wasn't on the field much against Buffalo. Wasn't on the field at all, really, against the Giants. I don't know if they're trying to ease him in there, but to me, he looks the most productive receiver on your roster by a long shot.
Right.
Right now, Robert Woods having a tough time creating any separation at all, getting down the field. We've seen very little of him. Kyle Phillips was anonymous against the Bills. He's dealing with an injury. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, don't get me started. I've heard enough of Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. He's supposed to be this talented number three wide receiver. Trash. I mean, I've just seen enough. I agree with you. Treylon Burks has been that guy, without a doubt, wide receiver-wise. The offense as a whole is just broken to me right now, Ray. Whichever way you look at it, offensive line, run game has been bad. Quarterback play has been bad, but hasn't been elite. And you need elite quarterback play in this league. If there's one thing we've seen, it's that. You got to have an elite quarterback playing at a high level. And if you don't, you're not going to win football.
Well, he showed that last week. I mean, when you talk about injuries and stuff like that, didn't we deal with the same thing last year? Didn't we have the most players that were brought onto the team? Like, what was it, over 90 last year? And we were still number one in the AFC?
Exactly. Most
in the regular season.
Most players ever played on a single team all making the playoffs.
Well, what's the difference this year? I mean, you think that the Titans should be used to this. You know, we should be used to that.
And if anything, it's more kind of high prospected players. You've had your two top pass rushers go down. Your left tackle's gone down. You got your two out of the three receivers kind of going down as well. I agree with you. I don't know what's going on over there at Titans land, but injuries have been a nightmare.
I know we're about to cut to a break, but let's get Jeff on the phone here on the Cure Hotline because, you know, he loves to talk about the Titans. Yep. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Well, I don't know about this game today, but guys, did you read the print copy of the newspaper? Mm-hmm. The print, like Tennessee today. Have y'all picked one of those up?
No, I'm not yet.
Well, let me tell you something. There's an ad in there for the game today.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, Tennessee, full page ad. The date on it's September 11th. The time is 3:25. So they've already played 2 weeks ago. Well, who won the ball game? You know,
the Raiders.
Okay, I just want to know. Full page ad said LB versus TEN. It's in the front page of the paper. So somebody can tell dates or something. But y'all can pick it up today and read it. It's in there. So Titans fans, they weren't played 2 weeks ago. Don't be watching here in 30 minutes.
Yeah, might place a bet on today's game.
You're going to go watch them in 30 minutes.
I'm just going to go sit in an empty stadium.
Y'all go to Vegas, place that bet now. Get you $10 million. So, man, you can buy the station tomorrow. Buy WNSR. You can run your stuff. WPCR, Pat and Cook Radio.
Indeed, Jeff. It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah,
3:25. Even the time was wrong. 3:25. Playing 12 o'clock. Even the time was wrong. So
it's going to be a long
day. Eight times wrong. But y'all hanging there, guys. And how about them Vols yesterday? Finally beat Florida. So Maybe they are for real.
How about your Wildcats? Your Wildcats are for real.
Yeah, they're 4-0. They played okay. They didn't play.
Oh, don't say that. Come on out here.
They turn the ball over. That's why Smoke's not starting running back. You turn the ball over. 14-14 lap, but they held in. Now they got to go to Oxford next week. They got Chris Rodriguez coming to Oxford, so we'll see what happens. But guys, that game's already been played. The Titans fans don't watch that game here in 30 minutes. It's already been played. So y'all just take a relax today and take a relax. Now drink your beer and take a relax time. So right. Hey, I ain't in there, guys. See y'all.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know what's funny with Jeff? He comes and calls on these shows talking about he's the biggest like booster for like the Kentucky football team. And then whenever you try to give Kentucky love, he kind of downplays it.
Well, like,
give him love.
He's just kind of, you know,
he's being a humble pie. Is he trying to keep?
I think he's also
tempering expectations.
Temper expectations. I don't want to get hurt too much because I think this, if any year, Kentucky's going to win the East. And I know how good Georgia is. I know it is, but this is the best probably Kentucky's ever going to be in football. I mean, is it hard to disagree with that? But we'll talk a bit more about that in the NFL coming out. I want to tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design before we head to a break. Dr. Dwayne Jones, good friend of mine. I've known him for many of years. Started going to him for all my dentistry services about a year or so ago. It really has changed my smile completely. We kind of had conversations about me wanting to go over there. It was a little out of the way. I was like, do I really want to drive out to Smyrna? But really, it's not that far away from the Nashville area, only about 25, 30 minutes away. But when you go there, get your teeth done, it is totally worth it. They're located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. That line, they can call up. Any questions you got, want to talk about some kind of services that you need done, any questions you have about what you need to get done, do it at 615-355-1033. One thing I love about Dr. Jones, he's always willing to talk you through what he thinks needs to be done. And if you disagree, he more than welcomes your opinion on it. If you're not ready for it, he loves to talk with you through any and all of that. If you want to find their website, drdwaynejones.com, for more information, or you can once again call that number, 615-355-1033. Smiles by Design, friend here of Run With It. When we come back, more NFL talk. We'll do our little pick'em segment coming up, as well as your fantasy football questions. If you want to do it, call us up on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its growler filling stations. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at bitedds.com. What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. a few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
ABC, A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to Run With It. The time is 11:28, only about 30 or so minutes till kickoff here in the NFL. Boy, does it feel good, Ray.
Does it feel good, though? It feels fantastic.
You're so right. Yes. As soon as the bumper music for this show ends, I'm sprinting to my car. I'm driving over to my secret parking spot that I don't have to pay for Titans games. I will not release that on air for pure fear. Because, I mean, you look at it, you're paying $20 a game for parking. I've been doing this for 3 years now. I've saved thousands. Mm. Anyway, enough of me.
I really want to know what your secret place is now.
I'll tell you off air. Anyway.
All right.
More games to discuss. Bills, Dolphins. Is this the game of the week, Ray?
If there's not a game you need to get hyped for and you're not hyped for this one, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to say.
I
mean, if you look at this team, like, it's crazy like how like the NFL gods scheduled this game and the only two teams to play this week that are 2-0.
Right.
Buffalo Bills losing Micah Hyde. They're going to start two rookie corners today. Against
both 1-0 in the division.
Both 1-0 in the division. This will be interesting to see how this plays out. Tua has been lights out. I mean, I was talking, you know, earlier about with bringing Bernard this about the whole Miami team. I'm like, do you guys believe that Tua is now capable of being leader of this team now? Do you guys think he is?
I don't think there's any question.
I mean, threw six touchdowns last week.
All you got to do is listen to the
fourth quarter. 28 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Now, granted, you know, it was Baltimore, and I don't fault Lamar Jackson in that game. I think it was more or less like the Baltimore defense that just let that team, you know, let that game go.
Which just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right, you know, but. I spoke on my Instagram page. I told people, I was like, this 2022 Miami Dolphins team is going to be different offensively than it has in years past. And I was getting so much flack. They're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Tua, who's this? Whatever. He's an accurate passer, all this stuff, whatever. He can't throw it and all this stuff. He's looking like he's doing just fine in Miami with Waddell and Tyreek Hill. And he got Mike Gesicki involved.
Yeah. They've done this with zero run game. Raheem Mostert.
And they've got all the running backs.
Exactly. He's their leading rusher right now with 67 yards.
Which is crazy because I had Chase Edmonds playing. And I'm like, dude, this guy's going to be a flex awesome like juggernaut because I know what this Mike McDaniel's offense is like. And like he has let me down. I'm like, you know what? You're not in my lineup anymore. Until I find out otherwise, you're staying out of my lineup because it's like, you've got Josh Allen. You've got Tyreek Hill. You've got
Diggs, arguably the two best receivers in the league.
Now, right Gabe now. Davis does not look good. There was one route that I saw on Twitter about him trying. He was doing like a 10-yard comeback, and when he did a comeback after he caught the ball, he kind of like gingerly like ran into the end zone. I'm like, he doesn't look like he's 100% healthy. But I know that Buffalo thinks in their mind like we need him in this game because that's a balanced breakfast on the other side of the Miami Dolphins offense.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which is weird to say.
Exactly. I think arguably two of the best receivers in the league right now, Tyreek Hill. Has that experience worked out well, or has it worked out well for Miami? Which is good for them because they really put a lot of pressure on Tua. They said, we're going to give you a true number one wide receiver. If you don't figure it out, then that's on you. And he was going to be a backup perennially in this league. And Tua deserves a lot of credit right now. 7 touchdowns through 2 games, 739 yards. Good for Tua. Happy for him. With what the Bills looked like against the Titans, and are the Titans just bad? Probably. But that was another NFL team and another NFL roster. And what they did to that team on Monday Night Football just beat the dog bleep out of them. I think
they beat the dog bleep out of the reigning Super Bowl champions and the Rams. Right. Then the following week, they went and played against the AFC regular season champions and beat the dog poop out of them. And you look at the team. Look, Buffalo is actually, 7-0 against Miami?
Now, they are missing some guys today.
They are missing some guys today.
No Jordan Poyer today for them.
That's a big one. That's a big one as well. I was trying to look. I found this one stat that I felt was pretty interesting about.
And then Gabe Jackson, their corner, after his, which was a really scary injury. It looked like he broke his back, but he walked out of the hospital on Tuesday morning. But right now, I think it's the Bills' season to lose at this point. They're 4.5-point favorites. It's hard to pick against them right now. But mm-hmm. then again, the reason we're talking. It's hard to pick against the Bills. That just goes to show the Dolphins are a good football team. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it would surprise me at all if they came in. It's in Miami. It's going to be hot, muggy. We got a hurricane coming their way very shortly. It's going to be – I'm actually seeing some storms as well there in Miami. So a bit of a rain game possibly in Miami. But this game I think is the game of the week without a doubt.
There was a crazy stat where I saw since the 2022, the 20 draft – between Tua, that is, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and I'm missing one other quarterback that's in that pool. Who do you believe who the fourth quarterback was of that year that got drafted? Do you remember off the top of your head? I had this stat, and I mentioned, do you know who the number one, winning quarterback is out of that draft class?
Tua?
Yep.
Really?
15-8. Joe Burrow was last.
Well,
and he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, his rookie year probably didn't help that numbers very often. But yeah, as bad as Tua has been, and I saw him maybe at his worst whenever the Dolphins came to town last year mm-hmm. and played the Titans, he couldn't hold the football. It just small hands. It looked bad. This year, completely different guy. And I think all you got to do is listen to the teammates. They want Tua to be successful so much, and we've seen kind of them come out and say, we trust this guy. That's half the battle in the NFL. I think you look around, you see some teams where they look at their quarterback and saying, well, we don't have a chance. And I think you're seeing it with the Colts, right, first off, with how they've looked through two games so far. So Bills, Dolphins, we'll give you our future picks coming up. Next game up, I want to talk about your team.
Why did you talk about my team, man?
The Eagles and the Commanders. Carson Wentz off to a great start to the year. Almost 700 yards passing. 7 touchdowns through 3 games. Jalen Hurts, though.
Jalen Hurts.
MVP candidate, ?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
2-0 right now are the Eagles. A.J. Brown, over 200 yards receiving through the 2 games. Looked really good in week 1. Had a quieter week 2 on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I think these two teams right now, other than the Giants, but I'm expecting them to dip off here. I'm not a true believer in Daniel Jones necessarily. But right now, this game, maybe your two division champions right now. Eagles, Commanders. Who do you
have? I don't believe so. I think the Washington is just, I don't know what's going on defensively. When you look at this Jalen Hurts team, he's won the last 3 AFC games, 2-0 against the Washington Commanders. And seeing what this defense is able to do, it's just crazy. Carson Wentz, that trade is actually working out. I know the Colts are kicking themselves because apparently they may believe that Matt Ryan was an upgrade over Carson Wentz. Well,
sure doesn't look.
I feel like opinions vary now because it's not showing that right now with how Carson Wentz is playing lights out. They should have won that Detroit game. What let them down was the defense. And I feel like that's what's going to happen this week as well because they cannot stop the run. Mobile quarterback has always had their ways. And Washington's always had a winning record. Well, I think they still do overall against the Eagles team. It'd be close games, but Washington was always able to sneak out. Now, when it came to the Giants and Cowboys, yeah, that was never considered a division, a rivalry, because I think it's like almost like a 4-1 over the last 5 years about how they were able to, the Giants and Cowboys were able to kick Washington. But in terms of this Eagles-Washington game, it's in Philadelphia, is it not?
In Washington.
Okay. Carson Wentz, I think that his nerves are going to be jacked up because he didn't play. Played him since he got traded. He didn't play with him against when he was with the Colts, right? So I think there's going to be some nostalgia there and stuff like that. Offensively, Washington, they look solid. I mean, they look like they're
which better. Is a bright spot compared to because last year.
Well, they need
both.
To be because of the fact. But the thing is, they're playing from behind.
Yeah,
like they put up 28 points and then followed 28 points of back to back weeks or what have you. Now it's a good showing. I'm like, great. Now can the defense catch up, please? Because it seems like whatever time you feel like you're coming close, like they even with Detroit, they had a chance literally in the second half numerous times to possibly like punch their ticket and win the game.
Yeah.
They just needed to do a stop. And you see, of course, and you know, we know Devlin because he's got him on his fantasy draft, as you see, you know, Ramon, he 56-yard reverse for a touchdown. 70-yard touchdown. Like he's a Swiss Army knife, and he's just killing us. And I'm just like, now we're going against AJ Brown. Miles Sanders, who looks like he's like back now a little bit in terms of that running game, offensive line, arguably one of the best in the league. I just don't know what to expect out of something. Slay did a number on Jeffries last week.
And Kirk Cousins.
That's the thing. Kirk Cousins, Monday Night Football. We all know what to expect out of Kirk Cousins. He's primetime noon football. That's what Kirk Cousins is. And we're gonna talk about that game because that's going to be a banger of a game. But when you talk about like Monday Night Football and Kirk Cousins, you always take a goal against Kirk Cousins,
right? Well, let's go ahead and send it to a break. When we come back, we'll preview that Lions-Viking games. Then we'll give you our picks for Week 3 of the NFL. More to come here on Nashville Sports Radio. It's Run With It with Devlin McKenzie, Ray Dosky. I'm Patton Cook.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Woo! It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. Let's go! You can stream live, local, and primetime regular season games on your phone or tablet. 45-minute game replays and more.
That's how you do it right there.
This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Wherever you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com/radio and start your free trial of NFL Plus today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you.
Hey, Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they probably said something suspicious like, "I'm bundling with GEICO," or "Stop spying on me with those binoculars." If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Welcome back to Run With It. I'm Ray Dosky. He's Pat Cook and Devin McKenzie behind the boards here in the Nashville Sports Radio, well, Strike and Spare Family yes. Fun Center Studios. If you wanted to talk Week 3 NFL. We talked a little bit of college football. If you guys want to join the conversation, give us a call on the CURE hotline at 615-844-5600. Now, I know we're about to start talking about some other games here, but before I do that, let me talk about my friends over at Boomboss.
Yep.
Friends of the show, of course. I go there literally every Monday. I need to bring you out there, Pat, yes. to play some poker. Yep. I know your dad has come out there, but he's definitely not, you know, I'm going to hang out there tomorrow night. Let's see if I can go out there today, kind of watch the Titans fans as they're kind of like, ooh, and awing this today's Raiders game, much like you will be doing in the studio
or
today.
Or booing and crying.
In the stadium today. Who knows? We'll see what happens. We'll give our picks later about that. But, yeah, I go hang out there at the East Nashville location. I go play poker there Monday nights. I got trivia night on Wednesday nights. Great tap house beers, pizzas, you name it. I mean, they've got these crazy I need to bring you. It's like these massive TVs there that are like 70-footers. Like, it's everywhere. Great sports ball location. East Nashville, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, even Bellevue. Go check them out. Because I have a lot of fun every time I'm out there. Hopefully I can make it out there today. If not, I'll definitely be out there tomorrow. So if you guys want to come play poker with me tomorrow, I'll be there at 7, kind of hanging out. So that's Boomboss, Tap House, and Pizza.
Let's preview first. I wanted to do the Lions-Vikings. That's a game everybody's talking about. Amon-Ra is Devlin's just poster boy right now. He's got about 80 posters in his bedroom right now of that great wide receiver.
I'm surprised he didn't wear his jersey today.
You know, I got to get one. I got a buddy that's a big Lions fan. I'll make sure he grabs me one.
There you go. Lions-Vikings. Vikings had a disastrous Monday Night Football, but as we've said with Kirk Cousins, that did not come to a shock.
It's almost automatic.
Indeed.
It's almost automatic.
Lions right now having a really good start to the year offensively. I couldn't tell you last, even with Matthew Stafford, they were never an offensive juggernaut like they are right now. Whichever way you look, DeAndre Swift is having a great year. Receivers, even though Jameson Williams yet, their first-round pick is still hurt at the moment. So even with that, the offense is there.
You said Swift, great year. 10 carries, how many yards? 200 yards.
Yes.
10 yards a carry. 10 yards a carry. He's automatic first down right there for you.
No one's touched him. Not even Jonathan Taylor.
You're averaging 10 yards a carry? Regardless if it's just a small sample size of 10 yards, but if you look at the offensive line reshaped, I mean, this team is lights out in terms of all the offensive line play. They're a lot of fun to watch, but you were saying, continue. I just had to throw that out there.
No, you make a great point. I'm still astounded by that number you just gave, 10 yards a carry right now for Swift, but give credit. We saw what the Lions have done. They built through the offensive line. Penei Sewell, a guy they really loved coming out of the draft. They looked at him, they saw him, they picked him early. A lot of people wondering whether or not they should have went.
Mammoth of a left tackle.
Exactly.
He's huge.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and give our just thoughts on this one quickly. Kirk Cousins, does he bounce back against Detroit? This one's in Minnesota.
At what time?
12 o'clock.
Absolutely. if it's 12
Is it
o'clock,
noon?
It's noon Cousins, baby. Yes, absolutely. I'm absolutely doubled down. I've got him on my fantasy. I've got Jeffries. I don't have St. Brown on any of my teams because whenever I try to draft him in several of those leagues, this guy over at the producer section has taken him from me. So I could not get him. So kudos to him. Bad for me. But it's okay. I'll find. I've got Jeffries playing in this game. I mean, you look at the offensive play. You got Brown. You got Swift, Jamal Williams. That's on the Detroit side. I think Goff is going to – I mean, this is going to be a bonanza of a game. I think if, outside of, like, possibly the Dolphins-Bills game, this should probably be, like, what we kind of showcased on Friday night against National Academy.
Over under 50 right
Christian
now.
Against
the second highest overall over under total other than the Bills.
Then you look on the other side. I think that what happened last week against the Philadelphia Eagles, they just literally laid an egg against the Philadelphia Eagles team on Monday Night Football. And I feel like they're going to be, you know what, we have to make up for that. And they're going to just show a banger with Kirk Cousins, Jeffries, Thielen. I mean, Dalvin Cook's going to...
Justin Jefferson's going to have a bounce back. Yeah. There's no way.
Because you've seen these last two games, what happened in Detroit? It's been in the 30s.
Yep.
First Philadelphia, and then what happened against Washington? It's been a run-up.
Totally agree.
So it's going to. I think the people that are going to be taking the night off today is going to probably be the defensive side of the game.
Well, let's go ahead and do our pick'em segment. All right, we've got about 8 or 9 or so minutes. Let's go ahead and run right through it. We'll start first with the noon kickoff games. First with the Tennessee Titans, a 2-point underdog to the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm taking, and I'm doing this for my son, because I feel like his
mojo. You're a good dad.
I feel like his mojo is going to come to me. I'm taking the Titans here.
I'm going to pick the Raiders -2.
I get it, but I just feel like I said, I am not sold. I feel like offensively, yes, they have the advantage. I'm taking this down in terms of like on the defensive side. I feel like the fact that the Titans cannot go 0-3. I mean, because you being a Titans fan.
The Raiders.
Are you in panic mode right now?
I am absolutely
okay.
In panic
mode. You're probably out there because I wonder where does the panic mode start? Like, was that meter start now? Does it start at 0-3? Because what's crazy, I don't know why you guys are in panic mode, because when you look at the rest of the AFC South, arguably going to be one of the worst divisions in all of NFL.
I agree, but my only worry is that window, that championship window that we've always talked about. How much longer is it for the Titans? And I think we've talked about it with Derrick Henry. How much longer does he have? I'm not sure. So I'm going to go with the Raiders -2. Next up, Texans-Bears. Bears are a 3-point favorite. The Garbage Bowl.
Give me the Texans.
I agree. Texans have looked okay so far.
I feel like the Texans have looked great so far. I think that the Bears still trying to figure things out. I'm going with the Texans.
Next up, Chiefs and Colts. This one's a little interesting. Chiefs right now only a 5-point favorite.
I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going
Chiefs. Until the Colts tell me otherwise, I'm going Chiefs.
Next up, quickly, we'll do it. Bills, Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins.
Buffalo, I'm going. Vikings, Lions.
I'm going Lions.
Ravens, Patriots.
I'm going Ravens.
Patriots +2.5.
Yeah.
Bengals, Jets.
I'm going Bengals. They can't afford to go 0-3.
One more game here, and then we will do our closeout. Saints and Panthers. Saints are 2-point favorites.
I'm going Saints here.
I'm going to go Panthers. Baker Mayfield needs a bounce back. Jameis Winston banged.
Kamara's back to the Saints, so that's the only reason why I'm riding with them.
Yep. Well, it is that time again, people. We appreciate everybody tuning in for today's show. Next week, we will preview week 4 and do it all over again,
We
will.
Yes, we are.
Everybody, enjoy your Sunday. We'll see you next week here. This is Run With It, Nashville Sports Radio.
Peace.